This is Dr. Ng. The clinical patient last name is A-R-T-E-A-G-A. Again, A-R-T-E-A-G-A. First name is Michael. Date of visit is March 17, 2023. Date of birth is October 15, 1985. Chief complaint, multiple sclerosis. Next reference, true present known as patient, is a 37-year-old male found chief complaint multiple sclerosis. So first, our patient tells me that he was diagnosed multiple sclerosis in 2015. First up, at that point, come a patient had right eye blurred vision and right eye pain. First up, a patient had a brain MRI, but contrast at that time. First up, patient also had lumbar puncture at that time. First up, patient was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis and optic neuritis. So first up, a patient was given steroids for 7 days. Come with the right eye has improved. First up, since then, he was prescribed Tecfidera since 2000. Tecfidera, Tecfidera. First up, patient has been taking Tecfidera since 2015. First up, however, patient tells me that he's keep having MS exacerbations. First up, as a matter of fact, yes, at 3 or 4 times multiple sclerosis exacerbation since then. First up, every time he has an exacerbation, comma, patient would get IV steroids and salimedrol drip. First up, patient usually get better. First up, patient tells me also have a lumbar puncture in November of 2022. First up, also had MRI done recently, which confirmed that he still had multiple sclerosis. So first up, next paragraph. Patient tells me that he stopped taking Tecfidera since it's not helping him. First up, he stopped the medication a month ago by himself. First up, a patient self-discontinued medication. First up, patient also tells me that has been having numbness and tingling symptoms in bilateral fingers. So first up, mostly in the fingertips bilaterally. First up, it is worse than on the right side than the left side. First up, patient denies any hemiparesis, hemibodies, sensory changes, diplopia, dysautonomia, and dysphagia. First up, next paragraph, past medical history, multiple sclerosis. Next paragraph of prior medications. He's supposed to be taking Tecfidera, Tecfidera, 250 milligrams twice a day. First of all, the patient tells me that he has self-discontinued about a month ago. First time, so aspirin 81 milligrams per day. Next number, next paragraph allergies. Past medical history, including multiple sclerosis. Next number, ankle pain. Next number, low vitamin D levels. Next number. Allergies. A patient is allergic to penicillin. Next up, a social history. Patient is a former smoker. First up, patient also have history of substance abuse in the past. So first up, patient have history of marijuana use and methamphetamine use. First up, patient also have history of smoking in the past. So first up, next forever. A review system, bilateral fingers tingling and numbness. Next, we have a neurologic examination, sensory examination. Patients decrease sensation to fingers tingling. A sensory examination. Patients decrease sensation to light touch and pinprick to come into the bilateral fingers. Next, we have a DTR, bilateral knee reflexes, comma, hyperreflexia in the knee. So first up, bilateral knee reflexes are 3+ bilaterally. First up, bilateral Achilles are 2+ bilaterally. First up, next, we have a diagnostic test. An EMG nerve conduction study today was done for the bilateral arms, comma, for the bilateral fingers and tingling and numbness. So first up, the study is negative. First up, it did not show any evidence of compressive neuropathy or carpal tunnel syndrome. Next, we have impression number 1, multiple sclerosis, come are relapsing and remitting for Sober. Christian was previously diagnosed with multiple sclerosis in 2015 because he had right-sided optic neuritis, a positive findings on the brain MRI and lumbar puncture for Sober. First Christian has been taking Tecfidera, T-E-C-F-I-D-E-R-A, 240 milligrams twice a day for Sober. Alpha patient tells me that he keep having MS exacerbations for Sober. As a matter of fact, he had 3 to 4 multiple exacerbations that require IV salimedrol for Sober. Patient believe that the Tecfidera is not effective for Kama, and he has self-discontinued the medication about a month ago for Sober. Next Sober, patient also recently had a brain MRI Kama. Brain MRI, dated October 10, 2022. For supper, the brain MRI shows multiple bilateral foci of T2 signal hyper intensities consistent with multiple sclerosis. There are a few focal enhancing and ring enhancing lesions for Sober. Next to Pergova, the cervical spine MRI was also done in October 10 of 2022 for Sober. It also showed MS lesions, multiple places, they are consistent with multiple sclerosis, mostly spinal cord lesions at C4 and C7 levels. So for Sober. Next, the patient's diagnosis. Next, over, the Tecfidera has not been very effective for the patient. First up, next over, I would recommend the patient to start on Copaxone injections. I would recommend the patient to start on Copaxone injection. Copaxone injection. Copaxone injection sub Q, 20 milligrams. I'm sorry. Copaxone injection, 40 milligrams. 40 milligrams, 3 times a week. 3 times a week for Copaxone injection for Stoker. For Stoker, patient tells me. Although he does not like injections, however, he would like to give this a try to see if that would decrease the number of exacerbations that he's having, and also see if that would help. First up, I would like to see this medication would decrease the number of active lesions. So first up, next over, we'll recommend to obtain the liver function test, CBC, and comprehensive metabolic panel every 3 months, while taking Copaxone. First up, next over, also check vitamin D level. First up, next over. Next number, I've explained to the patient common side effects from the Copaxone for stuff. Next number, I would recommend the patient follow with me in 3 months to see the effectiveness of the Copaxone and multiple sclerosis for stuff. This marks the end of the patient.